Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches development projects worth over 11,200 crore rupees in Maharashtra. Make in India initiative has turned India into a manufacturing hub, asserts Prime Minister Modi in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, calls upon people to take active part in cleanliness campaign, water conservation and tree plantation drive. Prime Minister lauds efforts of Akashvani, Doordarshan and Prasar Bharati staff on completion of 10 years of Mann Ki Baat program. Campaigning for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to conclude this evening. Jan Nayak Janata Party and Azad Samaj Party Alliance releases manifesto for Haryana Assembly polls, promising MSP for every crop. Flood and landslides claim 125 lives in Nepal. And Union Minister Kiran Rijiju flags off a marathon in Delhi to mark the World Heart Day. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth over 11,200 crore rupees in Maharashtra through video conferencing. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Pune Metro section between District Court and Swargate. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the project unveiled today will give a boost to urban development and significantly add to ease of living for the people of Maharashtra.
पुणे शहर में ईज ऑफ लिविंग बढ़ाने का हमारा जो सपना है, मुझे खुशी है कि हम उस दिशा में तेज गति से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। महाराष्ट्र को नए संकल्पों के साथ बड़े लक्ष्यों की जरूरत है। इसके लिए हमें पुणे जैसे हमारे शहरों को प्रगति का, अर्बन डेवलपमेंट का सेंटर बनाना जरूरी है।
On revamping of the Solapur airport, Mr. Modi said this will significantly enhance connectivity in the area and boost tourism, particularly religious tourism in Pandharpur. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Bidkin industrial area. He said the project will attract huge investment and create thousands of employment opportunities in the area. Prime Minister Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and the MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Mr. Modi urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season.
आज भारत मैन्युफैक्चरिंग का पावर हाउस बना है। हर सेक्टर में देश का एक्सपोर्ट लगातार बढ़ रहा है। देश में एफडीआई का लगातार बढ़ना भी हमारे मेक इन इंडिया की सफलता की गाथा कह रहा है। त्योहारों के इस मौसम में आप फिर से अपना पुराना संकल्प भी जरूर दोहराइए। कुछ भी खरीदेंगे वो मेड इन इंडिया ही होना चाहिए। आपको अपने क्षेत्र में बने स्थानीय उत्पादों को ज्यादा से ज्यादा प्रमोट करना चाहिए।
The Prime Minister pointed towards the changing dynamics of jobs with the emergence of new sectors. He said the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has started 25 challenges under the theme Create in India in order to promote talent and creativity.
सूचना और प्रसारण मंत्रालय ने क्रिएट इन इंडिया इस थीम के तहत 25 चैलेंजेस शुरू किए हैं। ये चैलेंजेस आपको जरूर दिलचस्प लगेंगे। इनमें शामिल होने के लिए आप wavesindia.org पर लॉगिन कर सकते हैं। देश भर के क्रिएटर से मेरा विशेष आग्रह है कि वे इसमें जरूर हिस्सा लें और अपनी क्रिएटिविटी को सामने लाएं।
During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of next month. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign.
स्वच्छता को लेकर जारी अभियान से हमें ज्यादा से ज्यादा लोगों को जोड़ना है और ये अभियान किसी एक दिन का एक साल का नहीं होता है, ये युगों युगों तक निरंतर करने वाला काम है। मेरा आप सबसे आग्रह है कि आप भी अपने परिवार, दोस्तों, पड़ोसियों या सहकर्मियों के साथ मिलकर स्वच्छता अभियान में हिस्सा जरूर लें।
Encouraging people to participate in the mega plantation drive Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign, the Prime Minister said it leads to amazing results for the entire society, which is truly inspiring.
Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam. ये अभियान अद्भुत अभियान रहा। जन भागीदारी का ऐसा उदाहरण बहुत प्रेरित करने वाला है। पर्यावरण संरक्षण को लेकर शुरू किए गए इस अभियान में देश के कोने कोने में लोगों ने कमाल कर दिखाया। उत्तर प्रदेश, गुजरात, मध्य प्रदेश, राजस्थान और तेलंगाना ने लक्ष से अधिक संख्या में पौधारोपण कर नया रिकॉर्ड बनाया है।
Prime Minister Modi also stressed on the importance of water conservation in his monthly broadcast.
देश के अलग अलग हिस्सों में जबरदस्त बारिश हो रही है। बारिश का ये मौसम हमें याद दिलाता है कि जल संरक्षण कितना जरूरी है, पानी बचाना कितना जरूरी है। बारिश के दिनों में बचाया गया पानी जल संकट के महीनों में बहुत मदद करता है और यही कैच द रेन जैसे अभियानों की भावना है।
Mr. Modi emphasized on the mantra of Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi. He mentioned the return of around 300 ancient artifacts by the United States during his recent visit to the US. Highlighting the importance of mother tongue, Prime Minister appreciated the efforts made to preserve languages, especially Santhali language. He said a campaign has been started to give a new identity to Santhali with the help of digital innovation. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi said this episode is especially emotional for him as the program is completing 10 years on the 3rd of October. Mr. Modi said crores of listeners of Mann Ki Baat have been companions in this journey who provided information from every corner of the country. The Prime Minister appreciated the people associated with Akashvani, Doordarshan and Prasar Bharati, saying with their tireless efforts, Mann Ki Baat has reached this important milestone. He also thanked TV channels, print media and YouTubers who broadcast Mann Ki Baat and programs on it.
मन की बात की 10 वर्ष की यात्रा ने एक ऐसी माला तैयार की है जिसमें हर एपिसोड के साथ नई गाथाएं, नए कीर्तिमान, नए व्यक्तित्व जुड़ जाते हैं। मैं आज दूरदर्शन, प्रसार भारती और ऑल इंडिया रेडियो से जुड़े सभी लोगों की भी सराहना करूंगा। उनके अथक प्रयासों से मन की बात इस महत्वपूर्ण पड़ाव तक पहुंचा है।
Concluding his address, Mr. Modi greeted people for the upcoming festivals beginning Navratri. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw today addressed the 10th edition of the lecture series organized by Sankalp Trust Foundation in New Delhi. Mr. Vaishnaw said India has witnessed high growth and low inflation as opposed to other countries. He further spoke about the four pillars of economic growth, which are investment in infrastructure, inclusive development, manufacturing, and simplification of laws. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Campaigning for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end this evening. Star campaigners of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. The Arispura Jammu South constituency is one of the key constituencies in Jammu district which is going to polls in this phase. More from our Jammu correspondent.
Among all the 11 assembly constituencies of the Jammu district, 74 Arispura Jammu South assembly constituency happens to be a key constituency with the highest number of 130,107 registered voters. The constituency hosts 149 polling stations, 98 urban and 51 rural for smooth and hassle-free voting experience of all the registered voters. 14 candidates are in the fray for election, including 6 independent candidates. The prominent faces are NC Congress Alliance candidate Raman Bhalla, BJP leader Narendra सिंह रैना, जेके पीडीपी लीडर नरेंद्र शर्मा, चौधरी घारूराम ऑफ डेमोक्रेटिक प्रोग्रेसिव आजाद पार्टी डीपीएपी, एडवोकेट सिक्योरिटी अरेंजमेंट्स हैव बीन पुट इन प्लेस टू इंश्योर स्मूथ एंड इंसिडेंट फ्री इलेक्शंस इन द कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी। दिस इज एन गुलशन रैना फॉर आकाशवाणी न्यूज फ्रॉम जम्मू।
In Haryana, Jan Nayak Janata Party JJP and Azad Samaj Party ASP Alliance released its manifesto Jan Seva Patra for the assembly elections. The manifesto was released by former Deputy Chief Minister Dushyant Chautala and ASP Chief Chandrasekhar Azad in Sirsa today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chautala gave an account of the development work done by JJP during the previous coalition government. Manifesto's key promises include buying every crop in the state at minimum support price or MSP, Jananayak crop protection scheme for farmers, 25,000 rupees per acre compensation on crop damage, and developing Bhiwani as an educational city. In Nepal, flood and landslides after intense rainfall have claimed 125 lives. Over 44 people are injured in the rain-related incidents. As per the Armed Police Force of Nepal, over 3,200 people have been rescued so far. Our correspondent has the details.
The Armed Police Force of Nepal confirmed the death of 125 people and the other 64 still missing, whereas more than 61 people are injured. The rainfall-induced flood damaged 322 houses and 16 bridges, while 3,267 people were rescued. Police has confirmed more than 48 deaths in Kathmandu Valley alone. More than 1,500 people have been rescued from Kathmandu Valley, 853 from Koshi, 56 from Madhesh Province, and 494 from Bagmati. Security personnel are working round the clock in search, rescue, relief and rehabilitation with the help of civil servants, community-based organization, political parties, civil society and local residents themselves. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
In Bihar, flash flood alert has been issued in 13 districts following massive discharge of water from two biggest barrages on Gandak and Kosi rivers. Over the past few days, catchment areas of Nepal and northern Bihar are witnessing heavy rainfall, following which Gandak, Kosi and Mahananda rivers, along with their tributaries, are in spate. Several low-lying areas have been submerged in water. 1,41,000 people have been affected in 20 blocks of the state. In Madhya Pradesh, 9 people lost their lives in a road accident in Meher district last night. 24 people were injured in the mishap. The incident took place when a private bus going from Prayagraj to Nagpur through Rewa collided with a truck parked on National Highway 30. World Heart Day is being celebrated across the globe today. The day is observed every year on 29th of September to raise awareness about cardiovascular diseases, which remain the leading cause of death worldwide, and promote heart health. This year's theme is Use Heart for Action. On the occasion, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju flagged off a 3-kilometre marathon from India Gate to Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The event saw the participation of over 800 people, including 150 heart patients and 100 doctors, all taking part to raise awareness about heart health and the importance of leading a heart-healthy lifestyle. NASA and SpaceX launched the Crew 9 mission from Florida in United States yesterday to bring back astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore, who have been stranded on the International Space Station for months. The astronaut duo are stuck in space after traveling to the International Space Station on an 8-day sojourn on the Boeing's faulty Starliner. On to sports. In cricket, the start of the play on day 3 of the second test between India and Bangladesh has been delayed due to wet outfield after overnight rain in Kanpur. The entire second day was washed out without a ball being bowled. Earlier on day 1, put into bat, Bangladesh were 107 for the loss of 3 wickets at the end of the play, with Mominul Haq and Mushfiqur Rahim at the crease when stumps were drawn. The hosts are leading the 2-match series 1-0 after defeating the visitors by 280 runs in the first test in Chennai. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches development projects worth over 11,200 crore rupees in Maharashtra. Make in India initiative has turned India into a manufacturing hub, asserts Prime Minister Modi in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani. Calls upon people to take active part in cleanliness campaign, water conservation and tree plantation drive. Prime Minister lauds efforts of Akashvani, Doordarshan and Prasar Bharati staff on completion of 10 years of Mann Ki Baat program. Campaigning for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to conclude this evening. Jananayak Janata Party and Azad Samaj Party Alliance releases manifesto for Haryana assembly polls. Flood and landslides claim 125 lives in Nepal. And Union Minister Kiran Rijiju flags off a marathon in Delhi to mark World Heart Day. And with that, we end the midday news.